Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yo soy la auténtica, hermosa, famosa y simpática. Sin duda la más carismática. Soy la princesa de South Beach.
Yo soy idéntica.
You wish, bitch.
Previously on The Princess of South Beach, we found out that my late wife, Anna, was working for...
Hello, excuse me. What are you doing? Normally, I'm the one who does the intro, since I'm the narrator for this whole thing.
Gloria, pero hija, I think it would make more sense for me to narrate this specific part of the story because it's my letter.
Fine. I didn't even really want to anyway.
Sore throat.
Gracias, mi amor. Now, where was I? Sí. Bueno, we found out that my late wife, Anna, was working for the evil Luisa Calderón. And when Luisa's father demanded she had a baby or else she'd be left out of her inheritance, Luisa kidnapped my wife's baby and left her to die on the side of the road, shortly after giving birth to Gloria.
Are we ever going to address how Anna had the other baby? You know, my twin sister Maria del Carmen, the protagonist of this story?
Eventually, mi amor. Anyway, what Luisa didn't know was that I, Antonio, would be searching high and low for my family. The day after that horrible hurricane, I went to search for Anna at La Casa Rosa, Luisa Calderón's home.
Hola, no gracias. We're not looking for gardeners at the moment.
Hola, no, I'm not looking for work. My name is Antonio, and I'm looking for my wife, Anna. She works here.
Anna? No, I don't know anybody by that name. Nope, aquí, no. There's nobody here called Anna. You must be mistaken. Have a nice day.
No. Just wait a second, señor. This is La Casa Rosa, no? This is where Luisa Calderón lives?
No, there is no one named Luis here.
But,
No, absolutely no one asked for you.
You must be Señora Luisa. It's me, Antonio, Anna's husband. Have you seen her recently? She didn't come home last night and...
Anna? Uh-huh. There's no Anna here.
Of course there is.
No.
Anna, very small, very pretty, and very pregnant.
No.
Oh, is that your baby? She told me you were pregnant too. Congratulations.
Mire, señor, there is nobody here by that name, and there is no Anna. And I'd like to remind you that this is private property.
Señor, don't slam the door in my face.
Uh-huh.
I need to find my wife.
What are we going to do?
I don't know. This is the first time I've ever kidnapped a baby and murdered a pregnant woman. What did you expect was going to happen? That nobody was going to come looking for her?
Pues, I don't know.
Pues, dime.
I didn't plan it this way.
I know.
It just happened. I saw a problem and I fixed it. Now, help me think of a solution.
Girl.
I know this isn't ideal.
Mm-hmm.
But we're in this together now, whether you like it or not. And if we play our cards right, there's a chance that we can get everything we want.
Wait.
Pero they're undocumented, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have an idea.
To Tea with Tatiana. I'm your host, Tatiana.
Obviously.
Now, as you know, the Calderón family has been on lockdown since Gloria's tragic speedboat accident. They say loose lips sink ships, but looks like it's too late, am I right? Because she crashed her boat? Anyway, the only person outside the family who has seen Gloria since the accident is close friend and family plastic surgeon, Dr. Constantino. And lucky for us, he's agreed to give us an exclusive on what's going on behind the closed doors at La Casa Rosa. Welcome to the stage, Dr. Constantino!
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You're too kind.
All right, doctor. What can you tell us about Gloria's condition? How is she doing?
Well, Tatiana, you know, I hate to gossip, but to be honest, she is a wreck.
Tell me more.
Oh, I've never seen her in such a state. Yeah, her pores were humongous. Her nails were a travesty. And don't get me started on those eyebrows. Oh, it was sad, really. I had to send her to the spa right away.
Not the spa.
Uh-huh. This was an especially bad case. She wasn't acting like herself at all.
What do you mean?
What do I mean? Well, Tatiana, not only did she look a mess, but she kept rambling on about some crazy story, something about, I don't know, identical twins and being a lifeguard at a convent. Well, I don't remember the rest. I wasn't really listening. I couldn't stop looking at her cuticles. Ugh! And I need you to know, Tatiana, that Gloria and I have a very special connection. Yeah, the last time we saw each other, we were on our way to her toe Pilates session. She was driving her Lincoln Aviator GT with that whisper quiet interior that allows for true Zen moments, you know? We were both so comfortable that when we started talking very honestly about ourselves, I learned a lot about her that day. And I can genuinely say that that day, I started to care about her deeply. And that's why her current state is so... I'm sorry. It's heartbreaking.
Doctor, thank you for your honesty. But we will have to continue this on some other occasion because we're all out of time today. Remember, everyone, if a tree falls in the forest, but you post about it, it still makes a sound. I'll see you next time on Tea with Tatiana.
Hola, ¿qué tal? This is Cheekies from the Cheekies and Chill podcast. For whatever reason, or absolutely no reason at all, sometimes we all just need some time to turn off and get away. A lot of times on the My Cultura podcast network, our storytellers share their adventures and tips for living our best lives. And why not? With the Delta Sky Miles Platinum American Express card, you can easily check off all those dreamy destinations, como la playa que viste en ese show, or climbing that mountain on your screensaver. I see you. No matter what kind of traveler you are, and no matter the reason, the Delta Sky Miles Platinum American Express card is the way to go. If you travel, you know.
Señora Luisa, please, I need to find Anna. Por favor, Señora Luisa, I must find my wife. Officer, por favor, ayúdeme. I'm looking for my wife, Anna. She's pregnant and she works here as a maid.
Ah, Officer Gomez, good to see you. How's Carla? I hope you both enjoyed that bottle of Shiraz we sent you for Christmas.
What? You know we did. And again, thank you so much. She loved it. Esteban,
you're very welcome. Sí, claro.
How's Don Severo?
Unfortunately, he's not doing so great. Pero bueno, I'll tell you all about it over a bottle of whiskey next Friday, eh?
Sounds like a plan, all right. So, what's the problem here?
Bueno, this poor man here seems to be mentally troubled. He keeps banging on our door asking for someone who doesn't exist. And he's scaring my wife.
Wait a second, I'm not scaring anyone.
Shut up, you loon. Anyway, you were saying?
This man is trespassing on my property and making threats.
No, officer, please. My wife, Anna, she's pregnant and I can't find her. The last time I heard from her was yesterday, before the storm. And I know she was here working.
Sir, can I see some ID?
Well, I actually don't have any because I'm still waiting on some documents, sir.
Esteban, I apologize for the inconvenience, okay? I'll handle this. You, come with me.
No, but my wife. No, you can't do this to me. Please, somebody help me.
I
I yelled. I cried. I begged. But there was nothing I could do. They arrested me. And in my first night in jail, I heard the news.
A shocking story following Hurricane Barbara. An unidentified woman found dead on the side of the road holding a newborn baby who miraculously survived the night. Authorities are looking for any information that can help identify the deceased. The only information they have at the moment is that she had a large, triangle-shaped scar on her knee.
No! No! No!
It was the worst night of my life. Your mother was dead. Your sister was alone. And I had no idea where you were. When they found out that I was undocumented, they deported me. Since then, I've been looking for a way to get back to you and to find your sister. I've never given up on my search. When I saw your photo in an American magazine, I felt my heart drop. Gloria, you are the spitting image of your mother, of Mayana. It was then that I finally understood what had happened. That the baby I had heard at La Casa Rosa 21 years ago was you, my own daughter. They robbed us of our future. They robbed us of the family we could have had. You are my daughter. You're not a Calderon.
If you don't believe me, just take a DNA test. You're the only hope we have of exposing the truth about what happened to your mother and of finding your sister. I love you with all my heart. Your father, Antonio. God, can this get any more complicated?
Gloria, mi amor, I hate to interrupt, pero we have to get you to the doctor.
No, I already saw the doctor. I'm fine. Now, can I just...
No. I mean the other doctor.
What?
We have to check on the baby.
What baby?
Gloria, you're pregnant with a baby.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me. Looks like things can get more complicated.
If you're enjoying Princess of South Beach, please subscribe, rate, and review our show wherever you're listening. The Princess of South Beach is a production of iHeart's My Cultura podcast network and Sonoro. Created and directed by Jasmine Romero. Written by Jasmine Romero and Joanna Hausman. With help from Daniela Serkis, Monisa Hinrichs, and Christian Hatar. Produced by Luis Eduardo Castillo. Executive produced by Connell Byrne and Giselle Bantis for iHeart. By Joanna Hausman and by Jasmine Romero and Joshua Weinstein for Sonoro. Performances in this episode by Rachel Zegler, Gina Torres, Raul Esparza, Andy Bustillos, David Bueno, and Alexis Guerreros. Our production manager is Querenza Chaires. Recording and engineering by Emiliano Quintanar, with sound design by Edwin Irigoyen, Cassandra Tinajero, Andres Baena, Diego Medina, and Andres Coronado. Assistant sound design by Eric Centeno. Casting and coordination by Andres Chaires. Foley by Samantha Gonzalez-Fong. Our theme song and original music by Rodrigo Garcia Robles and Charlie Hernandez.
There are a lot of things that matter to me: family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.